Okay, so let's dive in. We are unpacking the Kachkar Studios' infinite SROI memos today.
That's right. And SROI, a social return on investment, it's a tricky concept.
It really is, but the mission here seems, elegantly simple. It's about finding parish activities that create this huge social impact, but at zero financial cost.
Exactly. And if the cost is zero, the return is, by definition, infinite.
Which is an amazing idea.
It is. And we're focusing on the one memo they flagged as the absolute top priority, the single best practice.
And what is that?
It's a simple act of disclosing the number of Sunday sermon attendees.
That's it, just publishing a number.
That's it. And it's seen as the biggest unlock for community health. It's almost shockingly simple.
It really is. Reading the source material, they claim for, this small group of performance experts, this kind of transparency is as obvious as.
Is breathing, eating, or sleeping.
Right. It's just that fundamental.
And this isn't just a hunch or a nice idea. It's a non-negotiable practice when you look at it through the lens of world-class benchmarking and management excellence.
So it's a proven framework.
Absolutely. Sunday attendance is, without a doubt, the most powerful, most tracked, and most researched performance number across the entire U.S. Christian landscape. It's the headline metric.
And that connects directly to something everyone knows, that Peter Drucker line.
What gets measured gets managed.
Exactly. And the memo shows this has huge support. We're talking about four major religious sector advisory firms, right? OMS, SC, CLI, and Barna.
All of them. And it's not just them. Major consulting firms like McKinsey, even publications from Harvard University, they all point to this.
So it's the single most cited metric that leaders use to what? Get a feel for the health of their organization.
To gauge its vitality, yeah. But Kachkar Studios didn't just stop there with the qualitative buy-in. They found hard data.
Okay, so let's get to the numbers. Why does this transparency actually matter financially?
Well, their pilot research found a very strong positive correlation, a plus 0.78, for high church-related income. But, and this is the key, there was a very important nuance.
Okay.
The only metric that correlated so strongly was Sunday attendees as a percentage of capacity.
Hold on, let's break that down. Percentage of capacity. So you're saying we're not just counting bodies in a room.
Exactly. We're measuring utilization. We're measuring efficiency. If your building holds 1,000 people and you report 780 attendees, that utilization rate is the critical number.
I see.
That 0.78 correlation shows that transparency being public about your utilization directly ties to financial health and, accountability. When the number is public, the whole community sort of owns it.
Okay, so for anyone listening, if a leader wants to actually do this, what's the practical application? Where should this number go?
The memo is incredibly specific. Five key places because placement really matters.
All right, what are they?
First, upper right-hand corner of the Sunday bulletin. Second, all over your social media. Third, in the weekly email.
So it's everywhere digitally and in print.
Everywhere. Fourth, announced by the leader at the end of every single sermon.
Yep.
And fifth, it's the first thing mentioned at all parish leadership meetings. The goal is to make it totally unavoidable.
That sounds almost ruthless in its transparency, but I guess that's the point.
It is the point. And this kind of reporting isn't unique. It's seen as the most important headline metric among world-class groups that track this stuff.
Like who?
Well, you have the Association of Statisticians of American Religious Bodies, Pew Research, Gallup, the Center for Applied Research at Georgetown.
Yeah.
They all track this metric because they know it's the best indicator of participation.
So when we boil it all down, the final takeaway here is pretty undeniable.
It really is.
The highest impact infinite SROI practice is just radical transparency. It's measuring and disclosing one single number consistently. No new spending needed, just a shift in culture.
Exactly. Which brings us to a final thought for you to consider. If this simple zero-cost transparency can yield an infinite return in a community setting, what basic measurements in your own professional or personal life are you maybe overlooking right now? The numbers you know but maybe don't want to share, that could unlock some massive measurable impact for you.